In agricultural news, Cargill Incorporated announced that it will close a Texas processing plant due to dwindling cattle supplies caused by drought in the central U.S. The Minnesota-based company said it would close the plant in Plainview, Texas on February 1st. That will affect about 2,000 employees. Cargill will preserve the plant's infrastructure so that it could possibly reopen when cattle supplies rebound, but company officials say it does not expect that to happen for a number of years. Cattle previously processed at the Plainview plant will instead be processed at other plants in Texas, Kansas, and Colorado. China's National Bureau of Statistics says that China's economy rebounded in the final quarter of 2012. Economic growth rose to 7.9% in the 3 months ending in December. That was up from the previous quarter's 7.4% rate and raised total growth for the year to 7.8%. This week, the World Bank cut its growth forecast for China this year from 8.6% to 8.4%. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas wants to make it clear that he expects USDA to follow through with enrollment and sign up for the direct and countercyclical payment programs, and that checks should be issued in the fall. Lucas said he is sticking with the programs that are in place now, including direct payments that provides producers with some policy certainties for the year. Lucas says, quote, "I assure you that the five-year farm bill that we will mark up in my committee will honor the commitment Congress made to growers when it extended the 2008 farm bill to cover the 2013 crop year." Earlier this week, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said, quote, "What Congress giveth, they can take away." AgriConsult became the first major forecaster to peg Brazilian soybean output at 84 million metric tons. It raised its outlook for the 2012-13 crop year by 900,000 metric tons in light of the highly favorable weather conditions across the grain belt over the past month. AgriConsult also raised its forecast for 2012-13 corn by 3.7 million tons to 74.7 million tons. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.